a special guest yesterday at the school, Phyllis Webstand. How do you feel about her visit?
Oh, it was an incredibly powerful and moving visit. As a school, we've known of Phyllis's story since, I would say, the last 3 years. I'm a new principal at the school, and 3 years ago, I shared the story with my staff, and in doing so, we continue to share it with our students. And it was just so valuable to have an opportunity to have her to share her truth personally with the students. She spoke for about an hour and shared her book as well. And the students were very focused and engaged because they wanted to hear from her.
And did all the students at the school take part in this?
No, not all. We are a school of 750 students, so I would say that there were four of my kindergarten classes that did not attend. So perhaps 150 of the students were not present.
Okay. And would you say students had a lot of empathy for Phyllis after hearing her story?
Oh, most definitely. I went out for recess following the presentation, and I was swarmed by my students, and they just wanted to talk about the experience, and they wanted to talk about Phyllis and what she shared about her life as a child and her life growing up.
Just in terms of moving forward and continuing to teach students Phyllis's story and with reconciliation, what is the school doing?
Oh, that's a great question. Her story really resonated with the students. They could understand, being little children themselves, and to just hear how a little girl who was very excited about going to school and the challenges that she faced within her being at a residential school, and also what came out of that, the power in her having agency and sparking a movement as powerful as the movement, the Orange Shirt Day movement. We as a school are committed to continuing the work, not only in terms of our work every September the 30th. We plan an event around Orange Shirt School Day, but we also within our daily practices look for opportunities to ensure that the experiences and the perspectives of Indigenous peoples are included, whether it's through literature or whether it's through social studies. But those voices are part of the fabric of what it is that we do, because it's important. It's part of our Canadian fabric.
And the school's taken part in Orange Shirt Day then before?
Oh, yes. For the past 3 years, we've been doing it.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It was quite, I'm sure it was very heartwarming for her to see when she walked in a sea of orange. So many of the children and I would say most of the staff were wearing either the orange shirt, because many of us purchased it, or orange shirts themselves.